This is Northwest News from 88.5 KPLU. If you've gone to a city or county council meeting, you've no doubt seen them, the regulars, the people who, no matter the topic, make their way to the microphone during the public comment period and say things like this.
You all criminals.
I'm looking at you being an extraordinary abusive pathological liar.
I would think that this council would have some pretty high-priced heads on spikes when all this clears.
In the interest of civility, some local governments have been tightening the rules on these speakers. But as KPLU's Paula Whistle tells us, it's a balancing act between protecting people's free speech rights and moving things along.
It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm Tim Burgess, the president of the council.
Nearly an hour before this Seattle City Council meeting, people were already lining up to speak, including a woman who goes by the name Queen Pearl. She's unemployed and tells me she's been coming to these meetings for 2 years. Her message is almost always a variation on the theme that Black lives matter.
You see the conditions of employment, housing, child care, the school system, straight across the board. It's like we don't matter.
But even though she was number 6 on the sign-up sheet,
we'll close the public comment period.
Council President Tim Burgess doesn't call on her.
Did you see what they did after you saw me in line since 1 o'clock?
Councilman Burgess declines to speak with me about this or even about the public comment period in general, an indication that it's a prickly topic in a city that prides itself on listening to everyone. Queen Pearl says it's not this way in other cities, and she should know. She travels.
There's a way that you can talk to somebody without just zipping them, because you go to Burien, those people are so polite. You go to Kirkland, you go to Bellevue.
In the past year, the Seattle City Council has passed rules allowing the council to ban people from meetings for up to 90 days for disruptive behavior. That includes going over the 2-minute time limit, refusing to stop talking, or interrupting others. The King County Council has passed rules along the same lines. These increased restrictions in King County and Seattle are mainly in reaction to one person.
Hi, my name is Alex Zimmerman.
Alex Zimmerman brags that he's spoken at more than 600 council meetings. He comes to the mic with a battered red sign with an American flag and the words, "Stand Up America," on it. What he says really has to be bleeped.
Hi, my dirty f***ing rats. Has this happened f***ing before, idiot?
In addition to spewing obscenities, the 68-year-old Russian immigrant accuses council members of operating like the Gestapo or KGB.
Hi, my dirty f***ing Führers.
I catch up with him outside Seattle council chambers.
So, why do you swear so much when you get up there?
Yes, because everybody talking nice, and nothing happened. Nobody changed.
He tells me he values the freedom of speech in America, something he says he didn't have in the Soviet Union.
In a fighting with government system in Soviet Union for many years.
I'm Tom Rasmussen, a member of the Seattle City Council.
Does it bother you when you're sitting up there to have those, swear words hurled at you?
Well, initially it was rather shocking, but now I look for a reaction of people in the audience who have never heard these people carry on like this, and usually people jump.
But Councilman Rasmussen says it isn't Zimmerman's use of the F word that prompted the new rules. You can apparently swear as much as you want. What the rules require is that you stay on topic, and I notice this is pretty liberally applied, adhere to the time limit, and not interrupt others. It's those things, according to Rasmussen, that have gotten Alex Zimmerman banished multiple times.
It has crossed the boundary of just freedom of speech. It is really disrupting the whole process of city government as well as other people's right to speak.
Still, you might wonder what the American Civil Liberties Union, certainly one of the biggest defenders of free speech, has to say about all this. Actually, they're fine with it. Aaron Kaplan is a former ACLU attorney who teaches constitutional law at Loyola in Los Angeles. He says the constitutional guarantee of freedom of speech works a little differently depending on the situation.
For example, if there's a government-run museum, they get to decide which paintings go up on the walls. You can't just go put up your own painting. And similarly, at a city council meeting, the council can decide what its rules are in order to allow the meeting to go forward.
But he says the rules have to be viewpoint neutral. You can't restrict speech based on what someone's opinion is. So you can regulate someone's behavior, but not what they say. Rules aside, public comment periods can sometimes test the patience of officials and observers alike.
I would like to call to order the Tacoma City Council meeting.
Derek Young has followed Tacoma City Council meetings for 10 years for his blog, Exit 133.
There are the regulars, the frequent flyers, the ones who are there on a regular basis.
But Derek Young says he's come to appreciate the public comment part of the meetings. To see both the Chamber of Commerce head and John Q. Citizen at the same mic is really what democracy is all about.
By having the ability to have it be all open and all welcoming, and if you can see the crazy and the good and the deliberate and the formal and the informal all coming to the same microphone, it seems more welcoming to me for anybody to be able to walk up to it.
In Seattle, Queen Pearl is once again preparing to speak, this time at a public safety committee. There's a bit of a mix-up over the sign-up sheet, but Chair Bruce Harrell assures her she'll have the chance at the microphone anyway. On this day, there's an appreciative audience, and she gets applause. She talks about the death of an African-American man in police custody in Baltimore.
This scarf is in honor of Freddie Gray and all the lives that were taken unjustly.
Afterwards, I talk with her about Alex Zimmerman, the man whose actions seem to have prompted both the Seattle City and King County Councils to tighten the rules on everyone.
He's an individual that I've seen change things, whether it's for the better or worse, he's changed it. You gotta give him an A plus for effort, huh?
Queen Pearl sees herself and others here as frontline soldiers in our participatory democracy. The elected officials, who often take the flak, say they support the sentiment, just want to make sure that the rules of engagement are followed. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.